Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspence Radio, Chimera, I hardly know her. There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table discussing how many hit points their character has, but that's exactly what we're going to do today. I'm Jackson Bailey, and I don't know who I'll be playing. This is Ali Kathleen.
Hello.
In a similar predicament. Joel Zammert.
G'day.
The same. And our illustrious and handsome DM, Adam Crabapple.
That's not my name.
Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
It's our first episode.
Shut the fuck up.
So we're going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons. This is 3.5 edition. I know some of you lovely ladies out there love some other editions, but this is the one we'll be playing.
These numbers mean nothing to me, but go
not
on.
At all.
Don't worry too much.
I vaguely understand.
Jackson, the only person who's played before.
Yeah.
So don't worry. You've got the character sheets in front of you. Don't worry too much if the numbers don't mean a lot to you right now. As we go along, you'll start. It's sort of like a learn-as-you-go type deal. For the most part, I'll be there to, you know, guide you. So we'll probably just go around and everyone can introduce their characters.
My name is Criff Pum Pum Criff. I was a wizard. Criff Pum.
Criff.
K-R-I-F-P-U-M-P-U-M-K-R-I-F. I've got the benefit of... Oh, no. I was going to say I have the benefit of having my name spelt the same forward and backwards, but it doesn't. That's no, because backwards my name is Firk Mup. Mupfirk. But I was a wizard for a noble court, or at least I tried out to see if I could be a wizard for a noble court. But alas, my spells were no good because I'd been taught the wrong ones as a joke. And so I did not get the position, and I guess I turned to being a sellsword. I'm half elf, which is great. and a wizard. And like everybody else, I'm level one.
Oh, no one else is level one yet.
I'm level 28.
And it's everybody fight Jackson.
Hang on, wait. Jackson, you're a cat?
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. I have a cat called Jigalump.
Hang on.
Yes?
Because I'm trying to write down your name so NPCs can address you correctly. What did you say the next cat's name was?
Jigalump. So J-I-G-G-A lump.
Did you use the Pokemon name generator?
That does sound like a Pokemon. Jigalump. Whoa, that's fucked up. No, it's a cat, and I like to imagine it's like a fat cat that is just like, you know, when somebody has a cat and you're
eating
like,
lasagna?
Yeah, it's Garfield. No, but you know when somebody has a cat that you're like, you overfeed that. Do you feed that gravy? And they're like, yeah, whatever, it's okay. Yeah.
It's my cat.
It's like that.
Well, a little whiskers, a little gravy, smash it up, feed it. It's fine.
Good.
It's
I got to treat him right.
Gross.
Like maybe he has respiratory problems.
So gross.
That's old Jigalump.
Jigalump is so sick.
Jigalump, see a doctor. I have no healing spells. And I gotta save all my health potions for me, Jigalump. I'm sorry.
You're all your health potion for me.
Yeah.
Good, good. My name is Leo Shadow. Good. What a name. I'm a level one rogue. I'm a halfling. I guess I'm a bit of a sellsword as well. Maybe had a bit of a falling out with the Thieves Guild, I'm guessing. Maybe fucked up his initiation. Didn't quite make it in there.
The Thieves Guild want you dead.
Oh, no.
What did you do?
I just thought I didn't pass the exams, but this seems a bit more dire.
I like the guys like, you know, all right, so this is what you've got to steal. And you're like, I already stole your wallet, though. He's like, get the hell out of here. Oh, God.
Bounty on Leo. Fuck him up.
Oh, no. It's okay. You're on the run and you're in a different country right now. So they're
all right.
Not going to catch you anytime soon.
Good. All right. Good. Good. That took a turn for the worse. I think we know each other.
Yeah. You guys are sellswords together. It's hard to find someone to trust these days. And if you can't find someone to trust, at least find a wizard or a rogue.
All right. Go Criff-pum.
Criff-pum-pum-criff. I'm unsure if I want my full name and only name. Not like Criff-pum space pum-criff, but to be Criff-pum-pum-criff.
People are just going to call you Criff.
I can accept that.
I'll call you Criff Pum 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 Criff.
That's what I want, Leah.
I've added another pum.
Criff Pum 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 Criff.
You know the best.
Good.
Was that it? Yeah?
I think so. Do you think you guys want to know about me, Adam? I'm also very handsome.
Oh, that's good to hear. Oh. You have a charisma of 9, though.
I'm also not very handsome.
You can be very handsome, but just not good with people.
Just a cunt.
Just beautiful people like, hey, and you're like, ah! They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you could be dashingly handsome, but a real dick to be around if you want.
I've got a charisma of 13.
I can easily roleplay this.
Roleplay, Adam said, making air quotes.
Oh, joy.
So I am Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to, like, there's several different layers to that you need to repeat for me. Princess.
Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather. I have to say that with a straight face.
Of the Foggy Feathers.
Princess Ainsley.
How do you spell it, Ainsley?
A-N-S-L-E-Y.
Oh, right.
A-I-N.
No, well, let's follow you spelling things wrong if you like.
Well, you know what? It's my universe, so your name magically has an I in it now.
Well, yeah, no, A-N-S-L-E-Y. So I'm Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather, who is probably maybe third, fourth daughter down the line, not really going to do much, so instead seeks a life of rebellion. So when I'm kidnapped by a wizard and some sort of assassin reject, I think that my life is going to turn out to be really fun, but I'm not very good at grasping the idea of rebellion, so I still kind of want to be royal. But
so the kind of thing where we're hiding in a wet cave and you're like, put on your jackets and we'll be cold. So.
Yeah,
give me a jacket.
When will dinner be served?
Yeah, dinner is what you catch.
So being the black sheep of the family, these guys come and kidnap me for some handsome ransom, but my family, but my family's kind of like, well, we got 3 others. We kind of line them up. They're all right.
God.
So they don't really want me back.
You live in a brutal kingdom.
Yeah.
I know. We've all been rejected, guys.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. It's not great.
Did we, like, just wait around in a cave for the ransom for, like, a good 2 months and we're like, I don't think they're coming. I don't think they're going to give us the money. And you're like, I think they will.
I'm pretty sure they will. I mean,
like,
what if
been like 2 months?
You're probably dealing with like a guard captain who thought that they were going to ransom, but like just wasn't kept in the loop. A couple months later, he comes to you and he's like, I don't know how to tell you this.
You're not.
But the king said, and I quote,
you can
kill her.
Oh, boy.
So do we have like me and Criff?
Criff Pum Pum Criff. Criff Pum 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 Criff.
Criff Pum Pum Criff. So we have like reverse Stockholm with Ainsley being like, nah, you're our buddy now.
Yeah. I am so sorry for you.
If you want to call it reverse Stockholm, that's fine by me.
All right.
I'm glad. What's next on the agenda?
So you guys are currently in the town of Edgegate. Edgegate is a primarily human settlement. It sits on the edge of the Ironwood Forest.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, like, in a tavern chilling. It's a bit of a rainy day, so it's overcast outside. And there's a lot of people in the tavern right now because it's coming towards the end of the day. Where would you guys be in the tavern?
Oh, boy.
Seedy back room.
Can back you room? Afford a room?
No, like a seedy back booth?
That's fine.
The seediest, dirtiest booth available.
My God, you guys are dirty.
Man, the thieves.
I
want
to sit on a potato sack though, so I don't get my dress dirty.
Your dress would still be filthy,
like a different kind of filthy and starchy.
You guys are a little like scared of her because she's wearing this mangled, dirty dress with like a sack thing over it, saying, "I don't want to get it dirty, guys."
No, okay. Sit it on the bench and then sit on the sack.
All right.
Oh wait. Oh, I thought you were like wearing the sack to cover it,
like a
to cover your clothes. Yeah, like
a potato sack.
Yeah. Like you know how people wear those like plastic like
yeah, a poncho. Yeah. Like a poncho.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to approach the the bartender.
Mm-hmm. He's a man who looks like he's seen a few too many punches to the face.
Oh no!
He's like his nose is broken in maybe 4 different places, and he's polishing like a dirty glass with a dirty rag.
Oh, Hello. How are you? First of all,
he just grunts.
Okay. my name's Griff Pumpum Griff. Not quite a wizard. Just don't have enough for a room. That's not what I'm asking for. But a shower. Can we make some deal here for a shower for bathing?
His eyebrows like shoot up just a little bit.
Shower.
Like what the nobles have. Like what I have, a bath, a pond.
He just
the sink.
He just slowly shakes his head and says, "Where do you think you are, man?"
In fear, I'm gonna scurry back to our booth.
You push your way back through. It's a bit crowded, so you got to push your way through.
No showers for anyone, guys.
Did you offer him money?
I didn't. I didn't even think. I just
apparently I have some gold, so.
Oh no!
Paid.
I push my way back through.
Yeah. Okay.
I put down 15 gold.
15 gold. That's half.
A shower.
Are you taking this from Joel's? Sorry, are you taking this from Leo's gold or from yours?
If Leo held out the gold, he was like, "We have gold." I would have grabbed it from his hand.
Oh just my god. Okay. Yeah. You put down 15 gold.
You piece of shit.
The barkeep like looks down at the gold, looks up at you. He takes the gold, just slides it slowly across the counter and puts it underneath the bar.
Yeah.
What do you want, mate?
A shower or a bath?
And a room! I get. Why have a 15 gold?
What money you got for that, mate?
But I just gave you the 15 though for the shower.
Punch him in the face.
No!
He looks like he's used to it. This may be the currency in this tavern. Punch him in the face!
You can try punching him in the face if you want.
I'd rather not.
And he knows it.
Let me just look through my spells real quick. What about a solid cube of wood?
Do you say that to him?
Yes. Which I can conjure up for you lickety split.
If his eyebrows were raised before, they're just like shooting up now. What?
Like perhaps so that you could stand taller, or you could
hit someone with
I scurry over with my little halfling feet.
Yeah, you both can see Jackson. You both can see Criff is struggling.
Trying to, like, hoist myself up to the bar so I'm at least, you know, not eye level, but he can see me now.
You're looking at his nipples.
I'm looking at his belt buckle.
I'm, like, looking up, kind of, just, hey, so...
I lost us the 15.
I saw. Is there anything we could do to get some of that back? I needed that.
he laughs in your face.
Oh, boy. I've got 15 gold. Don't give him more.
Okay. All of you, Criff and Leo, you guys are a little bit distracted with the bartender, yeah. But even you two notice. And Ainsley, you notice as well. Ainsley with an I, you notice as well.
Ainsley with an
N. The door to the tavern opens, and a really, dusty-looking traveler steps in. He's got this big brown overcoat, and underneath he's wearing, you can see, sort of, looks like careworn armor, and you can see he's got a sword on his belt. He scans the entire tavern, and his eyes just rest on each of you for like a little bit.
Oh, there's like a shiver go down me, like of fear at seeing a real man.
That guy can afford clothes. that looks shabby.
This guy looks like he's seen his fair share of fights, and he's probably won most of them, not all. He saunters, basically, over to the bar, and the barkeep just walks away from you over to him.
Our money!
How is it now? So do I get a little bit of that back Krim?
We're a team, though.
Party funds.
It's everybody's money.
Okay.
Guys, come on. That's
is anyone looking at us? If we walk to the bar, is anyone looking at us?
Criff and Leo are already at the bar, so... No one's going to think it's strange if they remain at the bar.
Why don't we just reach over and take our gold back?
Do
you want to try that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a sneaky piece of shit.
We're going to be so rich.
Hang on. Do you want me to cause a distraction real quick?
Yes.
I'd like to cast... it's one of my cantrips. Dancing Light.
Dancing Light?
What's a cantrip?
A cantrip being just like it's like a level zero spell I can use as many times as I fuck.
You're thinking of fifth ed.
Am I?
Yeah.
Fuck, what's a cantrip in 3.5?
It's the same thing, but it's a limited number in 3.5. Okay. Yeah. So you could cast it, though. You cast Dancing Lights. The tavern goes, like, deathly silent. This is, like, you know, farm folk. These people...
Yes.
The closest thing to magic they've ever seen is this right now. So you, do a couple arcane hand gestures, say some magic words.
Yep.
And just these hovering balls of light surround you. The tavern is, like, just enchanted. The barkeep and that guy, though, are still... They look like they're in a deep conversation, and they're the only people who don't pay attention to you.
Distracted enough.
Oh, fuck yes. I leap up on a table and get everybody's attention by dancing with the lights around me.
You dance poorly, but people are more interested in the lights. You're going to try and get the money?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Can I sneak you lean, or add something?
Yeah, this, I just rolled that for you.
Oh.
You, like, lean across the bar, grab the money. You're pretty sure some of the patrons saw you. No one cares.
Yes!
Super.
50 you get your gold 15 back, richer. Yeah.
Well, just back to what we had initially. Yeah.
Breaking even.
Square one really isn't an objective to achieve.
I carry on dancing, I suppose, getting caught up in the reverie.
The you're just going to keep dancing?
Yeah.
Your dancing worsens.
Oh, no. I'm getting tired.
That's funny, because so is the tavern.
We've seen these dancing lights.
Yeah, they're like, you know, well, it's magic, so they're still, like, somewhat interested, but after you've seen, like, magical light, you know, it's not much else it does.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm gonna sneak up to the bartender, like sneaky.
Sneaky. Yeah. as opposed to listen
to what they're saying.
Wow, okay, yeah. Yes. You really, really stealthily move your way through the crowd. No one seems to be paying attention to you. Like, the limited attention that is on Jackson is enough for the crowd to not notice you.
See, guys, carry a potato sack. No one notices you in the farm.
Everybody thinks you're potatoes.
And you get, you get right up to the bartender that guy.
Yes.
You hear the bartender's just like asking questions about you guys. He says, did they come in armed? Do you think they can handle themselves? Yada yada, some questions like that.
Oh, that's a worry.
The bartender says no to do they think they can handle themselves.
I'm gonna pinch his butt.
Oh no! You saucy wench! You're gonna get us killed.
Or betrothed.
You like pinch his butt and you try to, you know, get. Wait, are you trying to not be spotted doing this?
I don't know, I'm trying to get his attention.
Okay, well, you pinch his butt, he spins around quickly, grabs your hand, and you're like face to face with him. He's like right up in your grills, and he says, "What do you want?"
Oh, I hadn't got that far, guys. I sort of just assumed he would like fall over with my womanly charm.
You're so filthy. You're so filthy and smelly. He's like, just like, oh, gross.
He's not like that. He
likes potatoes. I'm a princess,
he's
damn it.
He's more mad than disgusted, to be honest. Oh,
try and flirt, Ellie.
Come on, Ellie.
I mean, Aileen.
You're going to try and chat him up?
Ainsley.
Use your womanly charm. Come on, Ainsley. I want to do that.
I'm like signaling in the background, like, hips. Come on.
Do you want to dance? Titties.
Your womanly charms have no effect on him, primarily because you stutter over your words and just say something to the effect of, nice face.
That's a solid opening move, guys.
Yeah.
You're in.
Nice
you're
face.
In.
He just like pauses for a second. Like, he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He shakes his head and he gestures to Leo and Criff, and he says, "These two, they with you?"
Yes.
We looking for approval? Are we?
Adventurers, right?
Yes.
Wait, whoa.
Rebellious adventurers. I'm not a princess at all. Let's do this.
Oh, no.
He pauses again as if he's trying to comprehend what's going on. You see, like, he looks like he might be having second thoughts at this point, but he, like, shakes his head and he says, "I have a proposition for you."
I'll take it.
Not that kind of proposition.
I'll take it.
He gestures to the table that you guys were sitting at. You we'll walk over there and I'll show it to you.
Buy us a drink and not we'll talk that. More.
Yeah, maybe
oh, buy, I was, oh, wait, we, yeah. We're thirsty.
Buy us a drink.
Buy us all a drink. And
I'm
we'll
going to step
more.
Down off the table if I've seen this going down. Yeah. I've overheard.
Okay. I hear...
The crowd is properly dispersed at this point.
Free just, drinks were on the menu.
You just like slide over to these two.
Free drinks?
Yeah.
Actually, the proposition is you pay me money and I give you something in return.
I don't know about that.
What is
let's
it
hear him out here.
Is it
hang
a
on,
shower?
Let's go over to the table. I don't want to say this publicly in the tavern, he says. He, like, looks around.
Is it drugs? Because yes. All right, we'll go over to the table.
You all, like, sit down in your booth. He, out of his, like, waistcoat, like, pulls a little map scroll, and he just sits it down on the table. Do any of you guys know of a wizard or mage called Wondrin Norton?
Yes, let's see if I do. I have a hot thing.
Ask Jigglylum.
You do.
Oh, sick.
Yeah,
yeah. Old Wondrin Norton. Old Wondrin Norton.
The Norton family are, like, a group of wizards who have... Who have garnered magical powers from pacts with demons and devils.
I act like I know exactly what's going on. Like, yeah, I know.
The Wondrin Norton,
of course. The Norton guys. Yeah, I know him.
The Norton.
You don't know if he believes you or not, but he doesn't seem to care.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Criff. Anyway, Criff, you know that the Wondrin Norton is, like, local to this area. Yeah. He has, like, not a tower. It's actually the opposite. It's like a dungeon.
Okay.
And he's not a nice person, sends, like, raiding parties out to the surrounding villages, attacks them. But you also happen to know that he specializes in alchemy and alchemical agents.
All right.
And he'd probably have if you were to rob him, for example,
uh-huh.
You'd have... You'd probably be able to get yourselves a tidy profit on some of the alchemical agents there.
Well okay. He's a dick.
He is a
but
dick.
But a rich dick.
And I do like robbing people. So
the authorities aren't going to care. Actually, if you could, they might have a bounty out on him.
Oh, double right. Profits!
Although, you're not sure if you could take him in a fight. You're not a great wizard.
Yeah, but with us combined...
So is that mysterious mate, gentleman what you're proposing?
He taps the scroll case that he brought out, and he says, I happen to have the plans to the first level of his little dungeon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
I'd be willing to sell them to you. For a price.
How much? What are we talking here? Guys, we can double our profits, if not triple our profits.
He, like, looks you guys up and down. I reckon 20 gold.
4 gold.
Hard bowling him, yeah?
Start low, go high. The best tactic.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
he laughs.
4.5 gold.
He laughs again.
If I can slide of hand.
67 gold, I'll
no,
take.
No, don't. 4 gold. Back to 4 gold.
Back down.
Does someone else want to try and barter with him?
What about
4 gold
15
and a shower?
Gold and a 5-foot block of wood?
Are you trying to sell this wood?
I can't see
you realize it only lasts for 3 rounds, right?
But
well,
I could
he
be
doesn't.
Gone by then.
Really, you couldn't. He, like, he laughs at you as well, but it's not a mean way like it was with Anise. It's, like, sort of a he legitimately finds that funny.
Okay, good.
He says 18 gold.
All right, look, we'll pay the 18 gold, but can you throw us in maybe something else have you got? Like, any kind of weapons to go up against this guy?
Or like, as you can see, as we're you can weaponless, see, we're... I lie.
And more potato sacks.
And as you can see, Ainsley over here isn't exactly well-equipped or dressed for adventuring. So we need something to sort of get provisions.
So we are not
25
warriors.
Gold, and I'll give you a scroll that'll get you past one of his traps.
And new clothes.
I don't have new clothes for you. You'd have to... He, like, gestures to his meager backpack. Do I look like I'm the kind
well,
of man...
Well, you're wearing nice clothes.
Yeah.
Where'd you
get,
gesture
where'd you
to
get
his
the
ratty
jacket?
Waistcoat?
Yeah, I like
where'd
it.
Where'd you get that, though? It looks prettier than mine. Tell you what, 8 gold, throw us in that...
We'll give you everything we've got.
No, shut the hell up. 20 gold... We'll take that in the jacket.
No, but he was, shut the fuck up, we don't give everything.
But not the scroll to get past.
We don't need that.
No, we're fine. I'm overconfident.
Wait, what are you gesturing to?
The
waistcoat?
Yeah.
Oh, his jacket? Okay.
It was an awesome jacket.
20 with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. High five.
Oh, do you pass him the money?
Yeah,
okay. He takes the money first, but he gives you the scroll case and he takes off his coat and hands it to you.
So
you are a halfling. He is a human.
Oh, no.
That coat is just too big.
Guys, I'm made of a
Do I get the coat?
I get the coat?
I get the coat. What are you?
I'm half elf.
Oh, no, I get the coat. I get the coat.
The coat is equally too large on both of you.
What about me?
He's not like a big man, but half elves are kind of slender and... Well, he's a big man.
You're
like, yeah, you're not that buff, Ainsley.
Guys, we fucked up.
I thought I was onto something. Maybe we can sell this coat.
Sell that coat to the bartender.
That's a good idea.
To his credit, he also unscrews the map case, pulls out the map, and he rolls it out for you to show you.
All right.
He gestures to this, it's like an antechamber. Then beyond the antechamber is a throne room.
Mm-hmm.
Off to the throne room are barracks, a prison, officers' quarters, and an alchemy lab. The alchemy lab has stairs that go down to the next level.
Okay.
Adjoining the barracks is what's marked as a secret passageway, and it says secret entrance.
It's not very secret, is it?
It's on the map.
It's on the
damn
map.
Right there,
it's on the blueprints to the... the guy gets mad at you.
Oh, no. We pissed him off.
He gestures to one of the traps, which is in the entryway. He says it's a pit trap. You step on that. It's in the middle of the room, and you'll just fall through. It's a 10-foot drop. Spikes at the bottom. That's unpleasant.
That sounds like it'll hurt.
I recommend you go in through the side entrance, he says, gesturing to the one with the barracks. I'm not sure. I think Wondren knows about it, but I don't think he told his people about it. Okay. So you might catch them unawares. He gestures to another trap, which is on the door to the alchemy lab. That one there, that's a lethal trap. You open that and a magic spell hits you.
All right.
Safe way to open it is with the scroll. I'll sell you extra. Or you can open it from a distance if you think you can.
Distance.
How much money? We gave him 20. We had like 30 gold. We've got like 10 gold left. We can't buy that scroll.
No, we're good. We'll just go through the side entrance.
We'll risk it.
The side entrance isn't going to get you into the
alchemy
lab.
We'll just do it from afar, mate.
It's fine. We can throw a rock at it.
I got a light crossbow, whatever.
Just get off. Stop trying to sell this shit. Fuck.
What are you, an adventurer or a salesman?
I mean, come on. If you want to help us out, like, give us that...
He just puts his hands up,
Look, I'll trade you a lovely coat for that spell. I just happened to get it. It's only secondhand.
He gives you a very sour look. He looks like he's very quickly regretting his decision to deal with you guys. You wouldn't happen to be talking about the coat I just sold you, would you?
You know it fits.
Hey. I don't question you where you got your map from. You shouldn't question me where I get mine.
Enjoy the map. He taps the table and leaves.
Oh, right. That's on me. Can I try and sleight of hand steal that little scroll from you?
You going to trek after him and try to do that? Yeah?
Yeah, as he's like, you know, better leave. Sleight of hand, just whoop. I've got decent sleight of hand.
Maybe.
Dice don't favor you, though.
Oh, no.
You, okay, you can't, you're like, you put your hand into a pocket, but it's not the right pocket. Luckily, he doesn't notice.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, I get more gold.
Gold?
You can't find... No, you don't get anything out of his pocket. Damn. It's just an empty pocket.
Damn.
Lint, though.
You can go again if you want, but you're pushing your luck now.
I tried.
You gave it your best.
I gave it my all.
So, hang on. Do I know where his dungeon is?
Map gives you directions from this town.
How far away?
It's maybe a day's travel.
All right.
Can we want to buy a mule, guys?
Like, we're going to be sneaky. A mule's just going to draw attention.
Mules are loud.
That's the sound mules make, Jack.
But we can easily sell this coat. Because now he's really, this is just a burden.
Yeah, this coat is just in the way.
Yeah, let's go sell the coat.
Let's get rid of the coat first.
Maybe buy some, if we have, just some, like, there's some light armor, I feel.
You got some armor on, don't you?
Yeah, you've got leather armor.
You got leather armor on.
All right.
You're right. But we do need to get rid of this coat because it's weighing us down. Is there a market in town?
Yeah, there is. It's probably closed, though. It's, like, after dark now.
All right, I'll take the jacket off Leo here, and I'll stand up on a table. I'll make some more lights. Ladies and gentlemen, you've never seen a coat like this. 100% genuine leather. From the furthest reaches, this coat has seen some places. This is a coat.
Oh my god, is that dragon leather, I say?
Is it? We don't know. It sure is.
6 copper.
A little more than 6 copper.
A little higher than that, mate. We're looking for
it's pure no one. This tavern
leather.
Is packed. No one is interested.
Can we take 6 copper? Yeah. 6 copper. You've got yourself a deal, mate.
That coat is not worth a lot of money. It's a coat.
6 copper. Tuck that in the coffers. I'm writing that shit down.
If you're writing that down, you better make sure you minus yourselves 20 gold.
I already have.
Good job.
Oh, boy. I have five gold. Five, but I got 6 copper, so...
I had 19 at one.
You're taking all of the party profit thus far? Is that what's happening?
It's all right, guys. I got 12 gold.
Hey, I sold the jacket.
Hey, how much did you start with?
25. No, 15.
All right. So.
Oh, I have 12 gold. It's okay.
Yeah, you've not been contributing, yeah. I noticed.
Yeah. So
To be fair, she hasn't been fucking up. Oh, wait, no, you did actually.
I did. Pitched his bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very unprincessly.
Right, so you're putting in 10 gold for
Yeah, I'm putting
the
in 10 gold.
Right, I've got 9.
I can see why your family let you go.
Just pinching bombs all the place. They're like, Ainsley, this is a royal gala. Bomb pinches. Ainsley, my goodness. Gracious me.
All right. Let's get provisions.
Jacket gone.
Good. That's sorted.
We don't have to carry that anymore.
Thank Christ.
You can head out tonight if you want. You haven't been doing anything strenuous, so like you're real rested.
Can we get food and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, we got some food. We got rations. Yeah, we get rations for. We're right. Fuck.
Rations for days.
Rations for days. Literally.
Let's chew fun.
4 days. Let's chew fun.
So long, tavern. Okay. When you see these boys next and girl, they'll be the richest man and lady in town.
You
more lights as we leave.
Wow!
You set off on foot.
Yes.
As you're walking out of town, nothing eventful happens.
All right.
Super.
Good.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Hang on. Is there like a lake nearby or even a fountain?
A fountain? Yes.
I'm going to have a bathe before we go.
Yes. All goes
bathe in a fountain.
I think I definitely like Ainsley needs one as well.
Ainsley needs a wash. We'll scrub each other up.
It's fine.
I
got your back, Crim Puff Puff.
A member of the town guard approaches as you're doing that, and you see him like raise a hand as if he's going to say something, and then he just lowers it and just shakes his head and walks away.
Pleasant evening.
He ignores
Good day,
you.
Good day, sir. All right, thoroughly scrubbed witch.
Yay!
Clean and ready for action.
There's something I never thought I'd heard said in a D&D game. Thoroughly scrubbed witch. Okay. You leave the town on your epic quest. Join us next time for the thrilling continuation of D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.